Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody here and tell them, come on.
I won't.
About y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday, and I am super excited. I'm having a phenomenal woman of God on this morning, Pastor Diana Battle. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 148. Listen and praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Psalms 148:13. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, and his splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in on a daily basis. The United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Israel, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, and Zimbabwe. Thank you guys for tuning in, supporting us. Know that we are praying on this side of the globe for you. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. God already had your life written out in your mother's womb. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God loves you. You're not alone. I can't stress this enough. Apostle always says this. You are not alone. Iron sharpens iron. Keep striving. Keep standing on the word of God. Don't fold. Even though you get weary, we all get weary sometimes. Know that God will always be right there with you. Hold on to his loving word. Keep pushing. Keep striving. It might be a storm right now, but no, it will not last. Woman of God, we're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you need us, call in the show, 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or you can definitely text me at 832-519-7646. Remember, it is Women's Day Thursday. Pastor Diana Battle will be on. Get your pen, paper together. Get your Bibles, because I'm here to tell you the woman of God has a word from the Lord just for you. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. So stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. Stay with me. I lift my heart to thee. You are my victory. I can't imagine life without you. So stay with me. Oh, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. How can I?
in the right posture that will make heaven move on their behalf. I need somebody. I know we're recording, but I need you to get up out of your seat. If you gotta walk around, you walk around. But I need you to open up your mouth and begin to pull on God tonight. Get in the right posture. Get in the right posture. Some of you need to be at the altar. Some of you need to be at the altar. You gotta understand is every time you open up your mouth and worship, worship is an automatic, it is an automatic a signal to the angels to do whatever it is that God has instructed them to do on your behalf. I wonder if there's somebody out here who will signal the angels tonight. Have to go. So stay with me.
Amen. Amen. Stay with me. One of my favorite songs by Minister Carr. If you don't know it, if you hadn't listened to it, go back and listen to it again. Well, it is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited to have this phenomenal woman of God to come on and give the word this morning. I'm not going to prolong the time. I want to introduce you to Pastor Battles. Woman of God, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here, Pastor. I am here and so excited, glory to God. And even in the excitement, praise God, there's still that sense of humility and awe. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, yes. Woman of God, the floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm super excited, and I'm going on mute.
Amen. We thank the Lord this morning. Glory to God. We just magnify him for his people. Amen. And just very, very briefly, I know you've already had prayer. It is my custom, hallelujah, to ask the Lord, glory to God, first of all, to forgive us, ye his people, hallelujah, and to remove any form of sin, of arrogance, of pride, of nastiness, anything that would hinder him from speaking, so flesh comes subject unto him. And if there is, hallelujah, anyone there in this world, glory to God, hallelujah, that's feeling any doubt of forgiveness, we want to reassure them that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and even now sins have been forgiven in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And he himself is just speaking through his vessels, and we thank him, praise God, for his word for today. I'm coming to you, glory to God, hallelujah, out of a psalm that's very familiar to people. It's Psalm 25, glory to God. And I want to explain to you the reason I'm coming from this psalm is because this psalm was my prayer, glory to God. When I first came to Christ, hallelujah, knew, you know, the Our Father, prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, you know, people teach you that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you're young, they teach you, now you lay me down to sleep, right? But when you become converted, glory to God, when you decide that you're going to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and there are still some areas in your life that you haven't quite been delivered from, you need to know how to pray because you really don't know what to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I chose this as my prayer in my deliverance stage of beginning Christianity, glory to God, because there were still some things that I was dealing with, praise God. I went to church, praise God, hallelujah, but I wouldn't live in the church. You wouldn't find Christ in me if you was examining my lifestyle after I left church, amen? And so I was dealing with not only doing drugs, I also had I'm going to call it sexually perverse spirit. Amen. I'm going to say that like that. Some people, you know, we try to be all nice about it and call it fornication. But look, you just doing what you do. You just want all that sex going on in your life because your flesh is rising up. That's what the flesh is accustomed to. You want to drink. You want to smoke. You want to cuss people out. You want to have a mannerism and an attitude. But yet there's that other part of you, that human part, that is still crying out for the spirit man, glory to God, to come forth and you live what the preacher's talking about. Amen, glory to God. A lot of us, like myself, my mother, she ran the clubs and she drank. And Sunday morning when she came in from leaving us at home all by herself, we've all experienced that in some way. She sent us down the sidewalk to Sunday school. She needed you to get up out the house so she could sleep. And that's just what it was. It wasn't necessarily about you being saved. She just needed some sleep. Glory to God. That's what kids do. We make noise, right? So I struggled with addiction, and I struggled also with a desire to live for him. There was an honest desire, and I believe that many of us have honest desires. We have just not been delivered from things, glory to God, from the past, whatever it is. And so when I ran across this scripture, Glory to God. I was like, yes, Lord, this is what I need. Now, this is what I need, this right here. And so I begin to pray it because the first verse says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And that's where I was. I truly, like many of us, had an honest desire to be saved, to be whole, not just to be a churchgoer. Amen. And so it says, O Lord, O God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Watch this now. That second verse caught me. Because I realized who my enemies were. And I'm not talking about Satan because he's a defeated foe, excuse me. But I'm talking about what I was living. That's your enemy. We so focus on Satan, we're not looking at his works. Can I help you with that right now? Forget about the devil because he can only do what you allow him to do. The word declares that God has given you authority over his works. And once you realize how he's working in you or against you, then you recognize that it's not necessarily him that's your enemy, but his work. Because, see, watch this. God didn't say, I give you authority over Satan. Oh, come on, church. We stand and holler, Satan, we bind you. You can't bind what God have not yet bound. Go to Revelation, that's when he'll be bound, when the Lord binds. When God decides it's time for Satan to be bound, he will. But until then, his works will continue in the lives of his people and upon this earth. Just deal with that right there. So then I'm going to let that go, and we're going to get back to where I was. I began to pray, Lord, God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies, the enemies of drug addiction, the enemies of sexual perverseness, the enemies of a filthy mouth, the enemy, Father God, my enemy is a lying spirit, Father God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My enemy is, I like to be a con artist. Look, let me see how I can con you out some money. Let me see how I can sneak some in chocolate. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Those were my enemies. Glory to God. Let me hang out at the club. Let me drink. Matter of fact, Lord, let me leave my kids at the house by they sick. Let me sell the food stamps you're giving me. You're giving me a chance to have food in my house. But look, I need to sell them stamps. I need to do something else with that money. Those are the enemies. I begin to name the enemies that was hindering me from walking in the totality of the Christianity I was. And so I begin to just read it, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgresseth our cause. Look, in 4 verse 8, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee I wait all day. And I cried those scriptures, for a long time before I could receive what God did the very first time I cried. I want to encourage you, and I'm not going to hold you long because I'm not long-winded. I make a point and I stop because I want God to receive. If you receive those 4 or 5 verses, the whole lot. When you pray, talk to God honestly about some things. Declare to him that you know that these are your enemies. They are the works of satanic influences. And you want to do what the words say do, have authority over the works of your enemies. So you want all the residue, all the temptations, all the desires, those are the works of your enemies, whatever your habits are. Amen, because everybody don't have the same habits. But I don't mind putting myself out there because he has delivered, He has set free. He has elevated. He has included in my life an empowerment, glory to God, that even when that temptation comes, I'm able to resist it because I submit unto him. And yes, the enemy does flee. Yes, 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 yes. You want to know, you want to know, you want to know the extra part of your deliverance? It's submitting unto the Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm a witness. If you submit to him, when the enemy comes, you can resist, and he does flee. But keep in mind, as the example of your Savior, the Bible declares, after Satan had tempted him and he gave the enemy the word, it is written, hey, he left for a season. The Bible declares Satan left your Lord for a season. So don't get caught up in your deliverance and get arrogant and get high-minded. Because he's only gone for a season. And when he sees the opening of now, I'm the bishop, this, I'm the prophetess, that, and I'm here, he come back. And let you know, oh, really? Is it really all that? Oh, I don't think so. Oh, no, let me hit that. Let me show you this area. Well, you thank you, beloved. You thank you. You see what I'm saying to you today? I pray you do. That we cannot allow our God to be let down because God elevates us. Glory to God. We cannot get so high-minded, praise God, that we feel like we cannot be tempted again. Watch this last temptation I'm going to give you. And you decide for yourself where you are. Jesus, knowing, hallelujah, that he had been betrayed, did not confront Judas in a negative manner. When he broke the bread at the Last Supper, everybody was gathered around the table. See, your enemies can be right there within you, by you, in the same ministry, even in your own household. He did not rebuke him and confront him in a negative manner. He merely told him, after revealing to the other disciples that he knew who it was that would betray him, God is showing you who your enemy is. Glory to God. You don't have to keep him close. That's your decision. Because, see, he didn't keep Judas close. He told him to go and do what he already was going to do. He said, you know, go ahead on and do what you got to do. I'm paraphrasing that. That's not how the word is in the Bible. But he let him go. Just sometimes, you know, sometimes you just have to let people go. You really do. You just have to let them be. You have to let them do what they're going to do and get out of that company and get away from what's steady hurting you, vexing you, misusing and abusing you. Sometimes you need to just let it go. Glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So after he just told him to go ahead and on about and do what he wanted to do, I'm paraphrasing again, he asked the other disciples, not all of them, but a few that's close to him, if they would accompany him to a place to pray. But watch this, though. Even though they were invited to pray with him, he left them at a particular place in the garden, and he went a little further on. Sometimes even those that are close, you need to step away from them just for a moment and go a little further from them and fight. Because that which you are about to endure is just for you. And everybody can't go to the mountain with you. Everybody can't be elevated with you. We try to carry people with us to the high place that God has for us, and everybody just can't get that. Because if you look at that, they were not even able to stay awake and pray. Glory to God. And this thing became so heavy on the Savior, he even pleaded with the Father for the bitter cup of suffering. suffering to pass. Sometimes we have to suffer things of God. Sometimes we have to endure a hard place in this walk, in this elevation. Sometimes, not all the time, but let us take our Savior's example as I close and say, nevertheless, nevertheless, Father, nevertheless, God, nevertheless, glory to God, your will be done, and fall in submission to his will. I pray that something has been said that would help somebody. Glory to God. And we just want to ask, and I just want to ask that if you need prayer, glory to God, or strength, because it's not easy to lead people, though. Can I tell you that? There are those that have labored with us in ministry, and there are those that we love that are just within our circle or our family or friends and Christian friends that, glory to God, I'm sorry, they just can't. They can't go to the high place. They have an anointing for where they are. Amen. And if you think I'm kidding, even though Peter rejected or denounced or said, I don't know him 3 times, which the Savior did prophesy to him he would, yet at the return, at the resurrection return, he did restore Peter to his proper place. I said that to say this. There are times we may reject or even deny, especially those in other countries where you, how do you say, persecution is so prevalent. Glory to God. There are times we do and reject and deny out of fear, and that's where Peter was. He regretted denying Jesus, but he was afraid for his life. And the Lord God understands our fears. And if at any point anyone has ever denied him, just know he's a restorer. Amen. God bless you. I pray you were helped by something, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Pastor Douglas.
Amen. Amen. What a word. The key points that kept standing out to me is when you talk to God, ask about some things. If you submit to God, the enemy still will come. I don't know why people think when they submit to God that the enemy still won't attack them. That's not true. He knows already. We can't get focused on these titles. It's just that, titles. Okay, you're pastor, bishop, apostle, you know, evangelist. Okay, but the title is not what gave you the anointing. God gave you the anointing, and people don't get that. Jesus, like you said, Jesus already knows he's going to be betrayed. So he didn't keep him by, but we want to keep the enemy close. We so used to hearing keep your enemies closer and your friends close. No, let them go. Because like you said, everybody is not designed to go where God is taking you. So powerful this morning. The Lord told me to let Apostle pray for you. So he's going to come on and pray for you before we close.
Amen. Thank you, Chief.
Amen. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you. Fantastic word. Powerful, powerful word. It's what we needed to hear in this season. Allowing the scenes of the outside keep us from moving forward. And that's what you shared with the people on this morning. We thank God for that. But I want to pray for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Holy Ghost. The weight. And I want you to hear this. By the Holy Ghost, God sees your weight. God sees your weight. But I want you to know this. It's an intended weight. He said that. He said for us to understand that we have to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. He said, but this weight, woman of God, is a necessary weight. This weight has been designed to intensify the anointing that's on your life. This week is designed to give you that prophetic utterance that you need to be, that he needs you to be in. He said, if I never gave you this weight, you would never be able to carry the load that I'm just getting ready to put into your life. Because watch this here, I have to allow you to go through the test. He said, I have to let you go through the troubled waters in order for you to understand that I will bring you out on the other side and for you to be able to tell somebody that even though I was preaching the gospel, even though I was standing in the place that I was standing in, I still had to wait on the Lord. I still had to learn how to wait on him. And in my waiting, he perfected me. God, help me right up in here. This is your prayer. Lord, perfect me. Let me. Perfect me, God, in the manner in which you would have me to be perfected. I don't want the world's mentality. I don't want the world's stuff. I want to be perfected in you. And if you, my mind, if you perfect me, God, I know I'll be perfected perfectly. I'll be in your image. This is what I want. God, help me right in here, Holy Ghost. This is what I'm on. So, this is what my heart cry is. I hear you crying in the midnight hour. God, I want to be more like you. I don't want this stuff. I don't want, I'm experiencing some things right now I don't understand, but I know that in this, God, you're in it. And God said, I heard your midnight hour cry. My God. And I will do just what I promised you I would do. That thing that I spoke to you in your spirit. Good God from Zion. Holy Ghost, you're working this morning. That thing that I spoke in your spirit. That place that I spoke to, God, I spoke into you prophetically through the words of my own mouth. I hear you, God. I'm going to perfect this thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I hear you. I see you, my little You're not invisible. God, am I invisible to you? Am I invisible? Can you feel my infirmities? You said you feel the infirmities of your people. Do you feel my infirmities? He said,
thank you, Father.
Yeah, Shadow. What about Shandra?
I see
you.
Hallelujah.
I see you, daughter. and I will make it well.
Thank you, Father.
I will make this well for you.
I'm going to mend
the broken spices. I'm going to fix everything that you lost. I'm supposed to bring you back into the place where I promised you. The covenant that I told you is never got broke, is it? Thank you, God. Thank you. You say the covenant never was broken. Yeah. It seemed like it, but it was never broke. My covenant with you was never broken. I hear you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My covenant was not broken with you. Oh,
God. Bless you,
and
Father.
It is so. God. The glory cloud that I promised you, that everywhere you go. The glory cloud that I promised you when you go in ministry. He said, I still have that over your life.
My God. My God. Thank you, Father.
Amen. There's more, but God said, tell you in secret. God said, tell you in secret. Father, we thank you.
Thank you,
for
Father,
the word
God.
Of God. We thank you for this weapon of warfare. God, we thank you for the assignment that has been set in her life right now. Father, we thank you for the glory, God, that is you have revealed in her. God, that the people that heard the words that proceeded out of her mouth did not proceed out of her own mouth, but it proceeded out of the mouth of God, as she spoke this morning, God, it came as clarity. It came as strength. It came as wisdom. It came as power. God, it came as an elevation.
Jesus.
It drove the enemy into a place to where he's now confused. Thank you for the word of confusion to the enemy and clarity to the people.
Yes,
thank you for breaking every shackle and every chain off of the hearts and the minds of those that were under the sound of your great voice through the prophetess of God. God, we thank you for as you were, as your word settled in their presence, God, and settled in their hearts and settled in their minds. God, it was established because, God, your word shall not go out from you void.
Yes, Lord God.
And we thank you for restoring back to the woman of God. God,
thank
everything
you,
that she has poured out. Yes, God. Thank you for letting everything that she's poured out, God, be returned back unto her. God is the whirlwind that you promised. God is the whirlwind, God. God, the whirlwind, God, of power, the whirlwind of grace, the whirlwind of understanding and wisdom. God, that you said that you would just pour into her life, God. I thank you, oh God. God, for your never-ending fountain that is pouring even now.
Enough.
Yes, God. Poor, Father. Even the more now, God.
Yes, you, Father God. Honor and glory to you, Father God.
Poor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Poor unto the point, God. God, to where when it's sealed, God, as she pours out again, God, the fountain restarts again and continues to flow.
Thank you, Lord.
As she pours, you pour. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
For it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we surrender our hearts and our minds and our prayer to you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Yes, God bless you. We have some unfinished business. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I
even
tried,
if
it wouldn't work.
So good.
Come on, lift up those voices and declare today, Lord,
you are good.
You've been so good.
can't praise you enough, God. Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me.
Yes!
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better.
Amen. You've been better than good to me. Oh, what a word this morning Pastor Diana Fox came on and gave. Just what we needed to hear. Remember, don't worry about titles. Stop thinking you're bigger than who you are. The enemy still will come and attack you, even though you submitted to God. You have to understand, he's mad. You was on his team for years. Now you gave your life over to Christ. Excuse me, you don't think he's going to fight you? Of course he is. Remember, God will make a table in presence of your enemies. You don't have to continue to talk to him. He's going to already make them see him bless you. He's already going to put it in front of their face, the same ones that talk about you, the same ones that try to drag your name through the mud. But God said, I sees all. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you want to hear Pastor Battles again, text me, 832-519-7646. She didn't get a chance to give her information out, but you can reach out to me. And I would definitely make sure she has it. Again, you can text me at 832-519-7646 or warriorgospelconnection@gmail.com or Warrior Gospel Connection on Facebook. And if you want to hear the woman of God or find out where her church is, I would definitely find out and let you know. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Stop focusing on your past. Focus on what you see ahead. I say this all the time. Take your natural eyes off and use your spiritual eyes and watch God move. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. If you need blessed all, you can still text me at 832-519-7646. You can email us at warriorgospelconnection@gmail.com. Remember, God is showing you who the enemy is. Warning comes before destruction. Pay attention to those signs. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we love you. And tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. Be blessed.
And that's